USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has approved a COVID relief package, which is now on its way to President Trump. The deal is part of a larger spending bill to fund the federal government through next September. The stimulus package contains funding for vaccine distribution, more small business loans, schools, enhanced unemployment benefits, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says those direct payments were something the president had wanted in the bill. He tells CNBC that stimulus payments should begin to go out shortly after Christmas.
We couldn't be more pleased that we got this done in time for the end of the year. The president wanted direct payments, so we will be sending out next week direct deposit. I expect we'll get the money out by the beginning of next week, $2,400 for a family of four, so much needed relief just in time for the holidays.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Outgoing Attorney General William Barr says a massive hack against federal departments was likely perpetrated by Russian hackers.
From the information I have, I agree with Secretary Pompeo's assessment. It certainly appears to be the Russians, but I'm not going to discuss it beyond that.
The attack targeted multiple federal departments, including the Treasury and State Departments. The hack apparently started with a breach at SolarWinds, an IT software company. Investigators believe the hackers were able to access the federal departments by planting malware into some of SolarWinds' software. Speaking at a Justice Department press conference, the Attorney General also said that he didn't see a reason to appoint a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden.
I think to the extent that there's an investigation, I think that it's being handled responsibly and professionally currently within the department. And to this point, I have not seen a reason to appoint a special counsel, and I have no plan to do so before I leave.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC has released a list of people who they say should be next in line for a COVID vaccine. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A federal panel is recommending that people 75 years and older, as well as teachers, firefighters, and grocery store workers, should be next in line for coronavirus vaccines. That's not sitting well with some, though, who say the vaccine should be distributed to minorities and people of color first. As far as why he believes race is always brought into things, Republican Congressman-elect Burgess Owens says,
well, it's real simple. That's the way the left rolls. It's always about division. Why don't we just go ahead and those who are most at risk are our elderly, those who truly need to have some type of vaccine, some kind of protection. Let's take care of them first. And then, I heard by the end of January, that could be all done with. That could be taken care of. We get back to normal. And at the end of the day, what should younger people be thinking about? Making sure those who are older, those who are more at risk, are taken care of. That's the American way.
Owen speaking there on Fox and Friends.
And a major upset on Monday Night Football as the Cincinnati Bengals defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers 27-17. The Bengals move to 3-10-1 on the season, while Pittsburgh falls for the third straight week to 11-3. Cincinnati turned three first-half turnovers by the Steelers into 17 points, and Pittsburgh was unable to close the gap. The Steelers' loss opens the door for the Kansas City Chiefs to clinch the number one seed and only postseason bye in the AFC next week with a win against the Falcons. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.